TV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Iran is looking to punish Israel for a strike on its consulate in Syria that killed several of its top generals. A retaliatory attack could be imminent. How's the White House responding? Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Obviously, we've seen the threats coming from Iran, and so we have made ourselves very clear where we stand in supporting Israel's security. That is ironclad. That does not change. I'm just not going to get into details about our operational procedures from here.
Another round of student loan forgiveness is coming. CBS's Bo Erickson says more than $7 billion more will be canceled.
In total, the Biden administration has canceled $153 billion of student loan debt for more than 4 million Americans. And senior administration officials defended the legal basis of these programs as a lawsuit was recently filed by several Republican attorneys general throughout the country.
House Speaker Johnson's heading to Florida today to meet with former President Trump. The two will make remarks on election security. CBS's Robert Costa.
By standing with Trump, Johnson's allies tell me behind the scenes they believe he will solidify his own political standing.
So much rain in such a short time caused a whole lot of problems.
Widespread flooding caused by torrential rain led to high water rescues in the hills of eastern Kentucky and western Pennsylvania, as well as the mountains of West Virginia. Craig Deesher lives in drenched Oakdale, Pennsylvania, outside Pittsburgh.
There was a family, an older lady that was in there, and it was about to reach into her first floor, but she was afraid to even come out. So it was flooding so bad, and the water was moving so fast.
There was also extensive flooding in and around Tallahassee, Florida. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The former interpreter for Shohei Ohtani is expected in court today, charged with allegedly stealing millions of dollars of the baseball star's money to pay off gambling debts. CBS's Adam Yamaguchi is following the story in Los Angeles.
Ipe Mizuhara, according to the U.S. attorney, found himself in very, very deep. And so at some point, he began to funnel money from Shohei Ohtani's account to pay off the bookie.
He faces years in prison. Lots of reaction pouring into the death of O.J. Simpson. Cato Kaelin, his famed house guest, spoke out in a video he posted to social media.
I wish to express my love and compassion to the Goldmans, to Fred and to Kim, to the family of the beautiful Nicole Brown Simpson. May we always cherish her memories.
Cato was one of the witnesses in what's been called the trial of the century. Ahead of the open on Wall Street, Dow futures rise, S&P has slipped. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession at an alarming rate. That's according to the Department of Public Instruction's workforce report for 2022. The report also says teacher pay in real dollars has dropped 20% over the past 12 years. Changes for the better at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Limits on pepper spray, restraints, and strip searches correlate with better behavior. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoey tells a state Senate committee that's not all.
Staff morale was exceptionally good overall at the time of the visit. A review of video over the reporting period showed staff regularly engaging with youth. Staff were extremely friendly.
New rules on a trial basis at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools since February could become permanent this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a weekend series in Baltimore. On the mound, Freddie Peralta against the Orioles' right-hander Tyler Wells. Yesterday's game in Cincinnati was rained out. A makeup date against the Reds is set for August. NBA, the Bucks in OKC to take on the Thunder tonight. The Bucks able to win their last two in Milwaukee against the Celtics and the Magic. Chris Middleton expected to return after sitting out Wednesday. Patrick Beverley on what it's like playing alongside players like Giannis or Damian Lillard.
My whole career I've been fortunate to play with a ton of superstars, you know, a ton, literally damn near all of them. So it's an easy game, obviously. You got Dame, Chris, and Giannis, and Brooke, and there's so much out there. You know, teams have to help them somewhere. Obviously, they're going to leave me, and that's up to me to make shots. Today, a different game. You know, I know I'm going to play a ton of minutes. Points going to come. It's all about playing winning basketball.
That's the Bucks' Patrick Beverly. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today, becoming mostly sunny by late this afternoon. It is going to be windy with a high of around 57. The wind will be northwest, 15 to 25, gusting to between 30 and 40 today. Clear tonight, 40 tomorrow. Sunshine 60 by Sunday, sunny with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
Hey, I saw something interesting today on social media. Somebody posted a very strong political opinion. And somebody replied, good point, I changed my mind. Here's something I've learned about social media. The expression, just saying, ain't never preceded by a compliment. When I tweet, I never want to try to sound too young, but I also don't want to sound too old. And I saw Metallica in concert. They're great. And I wanted to tweet that they were great, but I didn't want to come off like an old fuddy-duddy. But I also didn't want to try to sound like a young whippersnapper. So I settled on, boy, these fellas sure know how to boogie. I think I hit the sweet spot. All my followers thought I was the cat's pajamas.
Your face, mellow is the month of May. Oh, darling. rocking vibe. I feel the earth move. That's Amy Hernandez Mack. Whoa. Live from Gene's Jazz at the Racine Theater Guild. What a great place to see anything, the Racine Theater Guild. I love it. So that was the flip side of what Carole King sung. That was not the hit side. That was the B side. What was the hit side?
I do not know.
Oh, come
on,
man.
It was before my time.
You're our alderman and you don't know this stuff? Maybe we made a mistake. You know, it's too late.
Oh.
That was the A side. The B side was I Feel the Earth Move. I was telling David Mack that I have all the interviews, and I have a list here because I was on with the Pete Schwabba, and he wanted to know, you know, who I talked to. Carole King was the worst interview I've ever had. She didn't want to do it. It was some event she was at promoting a charitable organization. I don't know if you know, you catch people on bad days. Maybe she didn't feel good. Maybe she was in a hurry. Maybe she said, I'm not talking to this jerk on the radio. You know, I don't know what it was.
Your reputation probably preceded you. And
I don't think with Carole King I have a reputation. I don't think outside Racine I have a reputation. Anyway, she just was answering in one-word answers. She didn't want to talk to me. I said, so when is the event? Friday. And is it what time? 8. How do we get tickets? Call this number. And this is the whole interview was going like, and I made the mistake of saying, you know, when I was in high school, Tapestry was the album everyone was listening to. Silence. I said, what a great album. One hit song after another. What a masterpiece. Silence. The whole interview lasted about 8, 9, 10 minutes. She didn't want to answer anything. She didn't want to be there.
Prolific songwriter. I mean, she's written
and the Broadway musical.
Yeah,
there's a Broadway musical based on her life and her songs. Carole King. She's, you know, her and Jerry Goffin wrote great songs. And
yeah, we were talking about it. Been involved in music for a long time, the Animal Cracker series, and most of the artists that we come in that come from all over the place are super. They're fun to hang out with, have some great conversations, you know, because we have some downtime before the concerts. But every once in a while, there's a dud. And I remember we had this one gal, and you could tell she did not want to do the meet and greet. And she was snapping at her fans. And there was one gal that she was holding on to her CDs. She was all excited because this was her favorite singer. And when the gal snapped at her, she just put her head down and walked away. And you could tell she was disappointed. And that woman lost a fan that day.
I know. You know, and I was telling you, when I was in Atlanta, we used to sponsor a lot of concerts. Wayne Newton canceled his flight so we can stay with our contest winners and talk to them, take pictures. He actually get me on a later flight. It was already like 11:30 midnight. And he said, get me on a later flight.
I won tickets through WRGN to see Wayne Newton in Baraboo. I told my wife, we're going to Baraboo and we're going to see Wayne Newton. She wasn't that thrilled about seeing Wayne Newton. But you know who
puts on a great show, by the way.
You know who turned into the biggest Wayne Newton fan?
You
Amy Hernandez Mack. Watch for her to do the Wayne Newton tribute album next.
I had to interview Johnny Mathis on stage at the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee. He's a very shy guy because backstage we were taking pictures and stuff. Very shy person. And when he gets on stage, he doesn't do a show. He just sings the songs. Where Wayne Newton is an entertainer on stage, makes you laugh, tells stories. Johnny Mathis just sang the songs wonderfully. It was a wonderful evening to hear the songs, but he didn't talk to the audience, didn't tell stories, didn't make, you know, he just sings the songs.
To me, Wayne Newton was this glorified lounge singer who covered some Elvis songs. I remember when I was in college, my buddies and I, we rented a Wayne Newton concert video at the video store and put it in, and he was wearing an Elvis-type jumpsuit, and he was singing, you know, basically Elvis songs. And that was my impression of Wayne Newton. And when we went to see him, I was like, wow, what a diverse performer. The guy plays multiple instruments.
Plays the
You're
banjo.
Talking about...
Plays the banjo, too.
Oh, more than the banjo, guitar, trumpet, this, that. You know, you talk about learning the piano and struggling with... This guy's a multi-instrumentalist. And then he showed a video clip of him and Glenn Campbell singing in England. It was for a TV show. And it was not that lounge act type of voice. It was just, I was like, wow, this guy is really good. And so.
Well, I saw him on the Ed Sullivan Show when he was a young man. He wasn't on stage. They built a stage in the audience amongst all the seats. And he did the banjo. And it was like one of those, Bill Bailey, won't you come home, Bill Bailey, on the banjo.
Remember him in Bonanza?
No.
He was an actor. He was in Bonanza. So
I know he made some movies.
So he tells a story that he's in his dressing room at the studio filming Bonanza. And somebody walks through the door and says, Newton, who are you dating? And his back was to the door. Turns around. It's Elvis. And he says, I'm dating so-and-so. And Elvis looks at him and says, so am I. And he says, and who did the gal end up with? Wink Martindale.
Oh, remember Wink?
Yep. I met Wink Martindale at Graceland and his wife who dated Elvis and Wayne Newton at the same time.
He had a hit record, Wink Martindale.
Did he?
He didn't sing it. It was a spoken record. And it was a big hit. It was called Deck of Cards.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah. It was, he didn't talk, he didn't sing, though. It was, you don't have spoken records
anymore.
Is that
anymore. The first rap album?
Hardly a rap. Okay, let's get some news headlines here. I got to get all to right. These. Stuart J. Waddles has updated our news for us this morning. A flood warning remains in effect until early tomorrow afternoon for the Fox River in Kenosha County. The river this morning was just a few inches above flood stage, and that's down from 2 feet this time last week. The impact of the flooding includes approximately 2 inches of water over 77th Street in the Wheatland area, as well as the floodwaters near some homes along Highway W in Salem Lakes. The forecast has the river below flood stage by tomorrow morning. 4 decades after the alleged crime, an 83-year-old Racine man has pleaded not guilty. Fred Wagner Richardson was bound over for trial yesterday in a Racine cold case homicide. He pleaded not guilty to the charges of first-degree murder and possession of a firearm by a felon. Wagner Richardson is charged in the 1987 murder of his wife, Derby Wagner Richardson. Derby was found dead in the trunk of her car, bound with duct tape. A status conference is scheduled for July 12th to further address the case. 86% of litter found on the Great Lakes beaches consists of plastic. That's according to a new report released by the Alliance for the Great Lakes. The report, based on 2 decades of data from over 14,000 Adopt-a-Beach cleanups, is said to highlight the need to address plastic pollution. The Alliance says the plastic is a threat to human health and the environment, as particles can contaminate the drinking water supply for millions of people. And groundbreaking was held this week for a downtown Kenosha plan with a 10-story tower. The Kenosha Harbor District development spans 9 blocks, with the first of the buildings including a 5-story apartment building and a 10-story tower. It's going up where La Macchia Travel offices, well, I remember them, La Macchia Travel, where they sat. The two buildings will have 1,000 new housing units. The $450 million effort will see construction starting this summer. Those are some of the stories Stuart J. Waddles is watching for us in our news center this morning, and he'll keep you updated throughout the day. For the weather, partly sunny, a beautiful day. Highs near 59. They just won't say 60. It's stopping right before the cliff. They won't take that.
It may just push itself a little.
I know, but they won't say it. Yep. They stop at 59. A clear sky tonight, lows around 40. People always say, why do you say it's clearing sky? It's clear skies. No, it's only one sky up there. It's a clear sky. Gary Seward taught me that. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 61. Sunny Sunday with a high near 62. Right now it's cloudy and 50 degrees. The Brewers will take on the Orioles in Baltimore. 5:30 this afternoon right here at WRJN. David Mack, our new 4th District Alderman, is with us today. We're going to talk about the tornado awareness drill yesterday because you used to work for emergency management. You used to work for everything. So,
no, I didn't. I had a 34-year career in emergency management.
So we're talking to David about that in just a moment here. It's 719 WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety, with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Ready? Transform your body and change your life? Let Blue River CrossFit Racine help you build a healthier lifestyle. Blue River centers everything around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun. They also offer separate classes for kids and teens. This isn't just a gym, it's a like-minded community that's got your back. Getting started is easy. Visit Blue River CrossFit at 3801 Blue River Avenue in Racine or online at bluerivercrossfit.com.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
All right, we're going to shake it up here a little bit. Come on, baby, don't you want to go? Come on, baby, don't you want to go? Back to that same old Chicago. Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Oh, come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Back to that same old place, sweet home, Chicago. One and one is two, six and two is eight. Come on, baby, don't you make me late. Hey, baby, don't you wanna go back to that same old place, sweet home, Chicago? Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Yeah, yeah, come on, baby, don't you wanna go?
Put the CD together. It's an old song. It should be in the public domain. So the person that wrote Sweet Home Chicago was Robert Johnson. He's the guy that sold his soul to the devil at the crossroads down in Mississippi. He was just an average Joe, couldn't play the guitar, sold his soul to the devil, and all of a sudden, man, he was the greatest guitar player ever strummed a guitar, and he wrote Sweet Home Chicago, although there's a song about Kokomo or something that sounds an awful lot. The riffs are the same as...
Kokomo, the Beach Boys from Cocktail.
Yeah, not yeah. that song. Oh, not that
one?
Song.
Okay, not that one.
But anyway, in the 1960s, I guess the estate of Robert Johnson sued the Rolling Stones for copyright infringement. And while this song should be in the public domain, it's extended into the middle of the century. So I'll be paying royalties until probably 2050.
Ah, you're rich. You can afford it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about it. You were you worked for emergency management for how many years?
I had a 34-year career
34?
In emergency
management. Whoa.
I started out working for the state of Wisconsin in 1988. Governor Tommy Thompson appointed me to a job with Wisconsin Emergency Management where I was the liaison between the state and businesses and the counties. It was supposed to be in the southeast and east central region of the state. I ended up doing it statewide, and it was a fledgling new program dealing with chemical awareness. So that was interesting. After about a year and a half, the job in Racine County opened up. I applied for it, a number of applicants, and I was successful in the interview process. Started there April 1990, and I retired in October of 2021, I believe it was. So it was an interesting career. It was one where I was interviewed the other day by somebody that's working on a master's program, and they needed to interview somebody in public safety, and they asked if they could. And, you know, the job entailed writing plans for emergencies, and every so often something would happen, whether it was Hurricane Katrina or the bombing in Oklahoma City. But whenever something big like that happened and there were deficiencies, all of a sudden we had requirements to do planning. So after Katrina, we were one of the 13th largest cities in the state of Wisconsin. We had to develop an evacuation plan because the evacuation planning in Katrina was non-existent. So, you know, things like that. And then we did public outreach, going, talking to groups, you know, your social media falls under public outreach. I wrote extensively, had a column in the paper regarding emergency management, training. We would develop training programs. We'd facilitate training programs. I brought a lot of training in that was free to us. Obviously, the taxpayers pay for it. But it was through the federal government, and TEKS, Texas A&M, would come in and do a lot of training for us. So we became kind of a training hub. So we did planning, training, public outreach, exercise. Not on the treadmill, Don. I know what you're thinking.
No, I wasn't thinking.
But we would
that.
Do simulated disaster drills, and we'd have tabletop discussions. We would have functional drills where we test one piece of it, or we'd have a full-blown activation. And Tom and Janet Karko from this station.
I know. They were part of it. I remember
they used
that.
To help me because I'd want to stimulate. I wanted to simulate what it was like to have the media there asking questions so they would portray media people and we'd set up press conferences or they'd call like, you know, media would, wanting to know what's going on. So we tried to make it as realistic as possible, and then actual response. So it was a multifaceted type job. We talked about exercises. Yesterday there was a statewide tornado drill that falls under exercises, drills, functional exercises, tabletops. So they tested the outdoor warning sirens, although that wasn't the purpose of yesterday because a lot of communities don't have outdoor warning sirens.
And you were saying you might as well just get it on your cell phone.
Right.
A tornado warning on your cell phone.
Outdoor warning sirens are meant to be heard indoors. We told people, get a NOAA weather radio. Now I'm holding my cell phone, which you can't see. You know what would be really cool is if you guys put a camera in here. And not only did
they
you.
Want to.
Yeah,
they want to.
So you could stream it live.
They want to.
Yeah, that would be cool. You know.
They want to do that.
What was that? Stern? Howard Stern. Didn't yeah. he do that?
Well, our other shows on Civic Media do it. You can watch. You can watch the hosts stream live.
So I could be holding my cell phone like I'm doing right now, which people can't see.
Sage Wild wanted to do that with me, and I said, are you sure? Hold on. David Mack is here. More coming up in just a moment. 729 WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show. Big deals.
Now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN Big Deals are here, and you can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Log on to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. You'll find savings on Tony Chen's Chinese restaurant, the Lanes on 20, and breakout escape rooms. It's easy, it's local, and you'll save 30 to 50%. It's at WRJN.com. Click on Big Deals.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A little bit of good news for our Wisconsin County Fairs. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. More funding from the state to help pay your premiums. Details on the way. We're changing it up on our next farm adventure east. I'm PM Yonke. Come on along. We're going to Cape Cod, October 19th through the 26th, starting in Boston and visiting a nearby dairy, then out to Martha's Vineyards, where we'll find out about alpacas and experience a sand dunes adventure, plus cranberry production. They don't do it like we do. Visit holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM for more information and a travel video, or call 888-557-1020 for a brochure. Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig, chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee, says some of the recent legislation enacted into law by Governor Tony Evers includes a little more state funding to help out county fairs, specifically county fairs and their responsibility to pay premiums to their exhibitors. Bollwig says it was welcome news for a lot of those hardworking county fair volunteers.
At the bill signing, we had one of the directors of the Elroy Fair brought their granddaughter along. I mean, this is something that these people, who most of what they're doing is volunteer work, they're just really excited that this is going to give them a little more breathing room and assurance that the folks that are coming to their fair are going to get that, a lot of that premium from the state. So now they can make some of that investment in the fair itself, without the responsibility and what they feel is the responsibility to provide premiums and encourage people to come to their fairs.
That's Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig, chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Peanut butter overload, banana pudding eclair. What are they? Some of the top flavors at this week's International Dairy Foods Association annual innovative ice cream flavor. And all of those flavors currently available at grocery stores. Peanut butter overload offered by Windy Knoll Farm Market. Banana pudding eclair offered by Hershey's Ice Cream. The competition attracted 50 entries from across the United States offering their latest flavor innovations. So there you go. Quite literally a look at what's happening in food news on a Friday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Partly cloudy today, becoming mostly sunny by late this afternoon. It is going to be windy with a high of around 57. The wind will be northwest, 15 to 25, gusting to between 30 and 40 today. Clear tonight, 40 tomorrow. Sunshine 60 by Sunday, sunny with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Originally the home of the Milwaukee Braves, now your home for the Milwaukee Brewers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Big box giant Costco has announced that they're launching a weight loss program that prescribes Ozempic and Wegovy. You'll find Costco's weight loss drugs between the pallets of oatmeal cookies and the pumpkin pies the size of a tractor wheel.
Thank you. She did the Elvis. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yes, right.
Thank you very much.
And then afterwards we said, Amy Mack has left the building.
Thank you very much. That was live at Gene's Jazz. When was that recorded?
That was recorded 4 years ago. I just had it mixed down within the last several months. And it was,
when was it recorded?
About 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, it was right before COVID. It was the last, or it was the first concert they got in, and the only one, I believe, because then everything got shut down. So it's kind of a bust for a year. A lot of performers did not get to perform, but... we had a number of gigs. We had a number of gigs that were lined up for that summer. Amy was going to sing with the Racine Symphony Orchestra. She was going to sing for the first time with Music and More. Everything got canceled. So
I know.
It was kind of a surreal time that we all lived in.
I know. Now we talk about, like, nostalgia. We talk about it.
Yep.
Oh, remember the days of COVID? Normally at this time, people are saying, well, where's Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters? Brett is at CinemaCon in Las Vegas, where he gets to hobnob with all the big stars and watch all the new movies coming out next year. Normally he does his broadcast for us from CinemaCon. Unfortunately, he's going through airport security right now as we speak because he's coming home. And he couldn't be here. I said, well, just tell the guy at security to keep his shirt on. But he did record something for us. And so we have new movies opening up, a couple of them this weekend. And here's what he has for us.
Well, the first big release is Civil War. Alex Garland directs this action movie starring Nick Offerman and Kirsten Dunst. They play a team of military embedded journalists as they race against time to reach D.C. before rebel factions descend upon the White House. The next movie is Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. This is a new telling of the 1991 comedy where a high school student named Tanya finds her summer plans canceled when her mom jets off on a last-minute retreat and an elderly babysitter unexpectedly passes away. Nicole Richie plays the character of Rose, who is the boss in the movie. And the last film is The Long Game. Dennis Quaid stars in this historical drama set in 1955 about a group of young Mexican-American cadets who, out of love for the game, were determined to learn how to play, so they created their own golf course in the middle of the South Texas desert. There is so much to go see at the movies. Plan your escape and have a great time.
Thank you, Brett. Brett Hoffman back live next week, and he'll give us the lowdown on what happened at CinemaCon. He hobnobs with the stars. I remember one year, somebody we knew was at CinemaCon, and they ran into Tom Cruise, and they said, "You can't believe how tiny he is. He's like 5 foot nothing." And then he ran into Stallone, also tiny. But then he ran into Arnold Schwarzenegger and Clint Eastwood. And they're like 6'3", 6'4". But he said, Tom Cruise, he's very tiny.
Well, didn't Tom Cruise play Reacher in the movies?
Jack Reacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
And
yeah.
And so those that have read the Jack Reacher books are like, Tom Cruise was a lousy choice to play Jack Reacher because physically he doesn't look like the character. And these are people that read all the Jack Reacher books, so they're excited to see the series that they put out on, was it Amazon, the Reacher series, where the actor looks and sounds more like Jack Reacher, more true to character, and kind of corrected that anomaly in the Reacher universe, if you want to call it that.
The Reacher universe. They got the Pooh universe now. The new Winnie the Pooh series, the horror movies. That,
haven't seen that.
He's in the public domain. He won the Razzie for the worst picture of the year.
Oh,
Winnie
boy.
The Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Oh.
So, yeah. Okay, so we have a question for you. Stuart J. Waddles, our news director, has a question for you this morning.
Do I understand correctly? I can text you questions now?
Yes. All right. Thanks for reminding me. You can download the Civic Media app and do it. Just go to WRJN on the Civic Media app. Or you can call me right now. Text me. You wouldn't call me. Or text me at 262-300-7445. That's 262-300-7445. I tried to think what 7445 spells on the phone. Hmm. Spells Phil or Shill.
Hmm. So if I get bored tomorrow morning and I say, work blueberry pancakes into your talk.
Yeah, but you're blocked.
Oh.
No, I'll block you. Are you kidding? 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445. I can't answer everybody back, but what I will do is I will try to get the questions asked. And Stuart J. Waddles has our first question this morning. What would you like to see happen in Lakeview Park?
All right, what would I like to see? I'd like to see the community have some say in what Lakeview Park should look like. I'll tell you what I would like to see as one facet of it. Let's back up a minute. The other day, there's a knock at the door. I had my grandkids for a week and a half because they were on spring break. And my grandson says, my 8-year-old, "Oh, Grandpa, that's for me. It's my friend." I'm like, I looked at him. "You got a friend?" I mean, not that he's not a friendly kid, but I wasn't aware of any kids in the neighborhood that he was friends with. And, who's... So I open up the door. "Hi, is Kai home? Can he come out and play? Who are you? Where do you live? How old are you? Where do you go to school?" I'm vetting the kid because I've never seen him before. And it turns out that Amy took the kids over to Lakeview Park. The kid's a couple years older than Kai, but there's not a lot of kids in the neighborhood. And he lived down the street, and he was playing at the park. And they hit it off. So, all right, so I walked the kids over there. And sadly, we got, like an old swing, a small slide, and this little digger thing. Tanner, the four-year-old, soon to be five, he liked the little digger thing. But I'd like to see one of those large playgrounds, the one that they're accessible to all kids and they're community designed. I would love to see us do a Kids Cove type project there, but we're putting an inclusive playground in so that kids of all levels and abilities can play there. I think that would be really cool. Jordan Lawrence, who ran in the primary, he was on this show and I listened to it, and you know, he was talking about a botanical garden. I don't know if there's enough space, but you know, certainly you could do something nice there. You know, the whole park's not going to be a botanical garden, but maybe there's something that can be worked in that way. There's enough green space there. You know, are the baseball fields used? If they're not, take them out. If they're being used, then let's enhance them. Maybe put a pickleball court in. I was talking to Amanda Paffrath, the outgoing alderman, and we talked about let's do a party at the park this summer to bring people in. And I was thinking, you know, we have a number of Hispanic businesses on the Douglas Avenue corridor. Maybe we bring them in and, you know, Lopez Bakery and some of the others, and, you know, have them vend. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But I think, number one, the community should be involved in what it looks like, have a say in it. Number two, I would like to see that interactive, immersive playground enhanced there. And it definitely does need some upgrades.
What are they doing to it? Why do people want? I see these signs all over my area where I live, and they say, you know, let Lakeview Park be Lakeview Park. What are they planning to do to it?
Several years ago, and this is kind of, you know, I told you I kind of stayed out of politics for 13 years, but every once in a while, an issue would come up. And apparently, the mayor was working with a developer who liked Lakeview Park and wanted to propose doing some sort of public-private partnership that involved some high-rise or multi-story apartment or condos there. And that did not sit well with me. It did not sit well with other members of the community. And that's where the Save Lakeview Park, Keep Lakeview the Way It Is, that's where that all developed from.
Yeah, let Lakeview Park be Lakeview Park. I see those all over my neighborhood.
Yeah, I think the community spoke very clearly. They don't want development there, commercial development. So,
finally, your statewide tour. You're always on tour around the state of Wisconsin and the Midwest. Constantly on tour.
Not constantly.
It's constantly. I see your Facebook page. You visit every site there is, every tourist attraction. You go to every restaurant. I mean, you're the biggest booster for. If I was you, if I were these city, what do they call those? Like the
influencers.
Influencer. If I was, I'd hire you immediately because you're all over the place. Yeah.
There's a couple people on.
Well, your wife's on spring break, so yeah, she can do that. Yeah.
A couple influencers out there on Instagram and stuff like that get some. I don't expect anything for free, and I don't, you know, but I'll tell someone afterwards, you know, hey, we got a little blog or whatever. People started asking us for recommendations, and so after the election, we wanted to get away. Well, we had the grandkids for a week and a half. I had them primarily because Amy was still teaching, and then we had the election, and then Amy was on spring break, so wanted to get away. So we decided to go. We stayed at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. One of the Ringling brothers built this house, and he lived there. It's a gorgeous, you know, I don't want to call it a mansion because, you know, it's smaller than today's homes, but it, you know, in the day, it was a mansion.
And they have a movie theater, the Ringling Movie Theater. I've been there, too.
And a couple of the other brothers had homes in the Baraboo area, too. There's another one downtown, and
oh, you don't have to shout.
Oh, okay.
I take it. We're going to get sports in just a minute, but hold in there. By the way, I went to the Ringling thing in Sarasota, Florida, too.
Yeah.
Spend days down there. David Mack is here. It's 7:49. We're going to talk sports with Mike Clemens coming up in just a moment here at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
A coming-of-age story about staying true to yourself, Star Girl, opens this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Based on the Jerry Spinelli novel, Leo's life in high school is about fitting in and keeping the status quo until a new student, Star Girl, arrives. She stands out in every way, from her clothes to her stories, hobbies, and even her pet rat. Her free-spirited personality goes against the peer pressure to conform that is expected. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Ready to transform your body and change your life? Let Blue River CrossFit Racine help you build a healthier lifestyle. Blue River centers everything around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun. They also offer separate classes for kids and teens. This isn't just a gym, it's a like-minded community that's got your back. Getting started is easy. Visit Blue River CrossFit at 3801 Blue River Avenue in Racine or online at bluerivercrossfit.com.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
2, 3, 4. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday is worse, oh, and Thursday's also sad. To play. Oh, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play.
So that is Amy Hernandez Mac, live at Gene's Jazz. If somebody wants to get this CD, how do they do it?
Get a hold of us. We have a web page, or not a web page, we have a Facebook page called Amy and the Rumboogie Band, and just message us and we'll figure out how to do that. We're hoping to have a CD release party coming up in the next couple months, so that would probably be the best way, but we're working on it. We got details to work out.
Here's a great singer, and he also knows sports, Mike Clemens. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
When's your CD coming out, Mike?
It's going to drop on May 1st.
Okay. All right. So now you were at, we're going to talk about the Bucks, but you were at the Packer tailgate tour. How'd that go?
Yeah. Yeah. For 16 years now, the Packers came up with this idea for community outreach. You know, they write checks from their foundation to help out social agencies anyway, and you know, it's kind of a smart thing because it makes for good pictures and it gets some TV news coverage, and but most importantly it's exciting, you know, for residents and everything. And every stop that we would go to, you know, there's a bunch of people staying there to see who's going to come off the bus. And so this year it's Kenny Clark, the great defensive lineman, who, by the way, you know, I talked to yesterday, and he thinks that they've been playing him as an outside defensive end the last couple of years. He says with this new four-man front that they're going to do with the new defensive coordinator, he's probably got to go back inside, and that's tougher duty. You know, you get banged up by the center and the two guards, but he's on there. Elton Jenkins, the great left guard. Rasheed Walker, who took over for David Bakhtiari at left tackle. And then some great former Packers like Mike Daniels and Brian Bulaga. So I've had a chance to catch up with all those guys. And Mark Murphy goes and hands out checks, man. He's like, he went to this one little place. Speaking of music, they stopped in Beloit. Well, I went to high school in Beloit, and I couldn't believe they sent me like a little note a couple hours before. They make these surprise visits. Hey, we're going to stop at this place. It was a place for some seniors and special needs people, and it was in a little old banged up building that used to be a music store. It's where in Beloit, by some railroad tracks where I used to buy guitar strings. And there's this wonderful little agency that's trying to help these people, you know, reconnect or relocate to a home or something. And so they were standing out there waiting. There was a little bit of confusion because I think their director said, okay, we're looking for this, you know, the big Packer bus is coming. And here came this big truck, green and gold truck, turning the corner. And some of the people started chasing it. And she said, no. Because it was a waste management truck. It wasn't the Packer bus. So about a few minutes later, here came the Packer bus, pulled in. And Mark Murphy came out with a check for them for $5,000, you know. And they took pictures, they signed autographs, and they do all these little quick stops. And they also stop at high schools and talk to students for 45 minutes and say, hey, if you want to improve your life, my path, and like Mike Daniels said, getting out of a tough town in New Jersey, was I did what my teachers and my coaches told me to do, and that's how I got into the NFL.
I think that's a great story. The waste management truck showed up.
You know, when you put them next to each other, they're not so far apart.
That's like the old Andy Griffith show. They're waiting for the big thing around the corner, and all of a sudden it's not.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
So we got the Bucks and we got the Brewers. We got the Brewers playing this afternoon here in WRJN. They're going to be at 5:30 this afternoon in Baltimore taking on the Orioles. They just got done with a four-game stand in Cincinnati, too.
Yeah, yesterday it got rained out, so they have now rescheduled that for a doubleheader in Cincinnati on August 30th. Tonight they take on the Orioles. This could be kind of tricky, too. I think that same front is moving out there because they have something called a coastal flood warning in Baltimore going until 3 o'clock today. And so then the game starts this evening, so hopefully they can somehow protect the field at Camden Yards. And Freddie Peralta, their number one pitcher right now, is scheduled to be on the mound next for the Brewers, so that'll be good.
And real quick, in baseball, the Dodgers pitcher, I can never say his name. He's in the clear.
The interpreter?
Yeah, he's in the clear. His interpreter embezzled $16 million from this guy.
It's good. They've found now up to $16 million of his boss's money that he stole. And apparently blew it all on gambling.
I would know if somebody took $16 million from me. I'd know if they took $1.49 from me at this.
Exactly.
Okay, real quick, we got a few more. We got 1 minute left. What about the Bucks? Let's see how they're doing.
Well, you know, they got just a couple of regular season games left, after the slump they had, losing four games at home, six of the last seven, they beat the best team in the East at home Tuesday night. But Giannis goes down. He's got a strained soleus. It's part of the calf muscle, and who knows? He could be out a month or longer, probably at the start of the playoffs. So they're going to have to find a way to win games without Giannis Antetokounmpo.
All right. A lot going on. We've got the Bucks and we've got the Brewers here on WRJ. We also have the Badgers and the Packers, but they're playing right now. And today, once again, the Brewers out in Baltimore take on the Orioles at 5:30. You know, it's funny. We talk about games being rained out. But that's becoming a thing of the past because most stadiums have lids on them now.
Yeah, and especially the ones in the South because, frankly, you know, there's some summer nights with kind of the shift in temperatures where they need it for air conditioning. Yeah. That's why the Cowboys have a dome over their stadium. It's really hot in September.
Mike Clemens, thank you very much. Thanks for covering the Packer tour for us as well. Do appreciate that, my friend.
You bet. You bet. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Talk to you next week. All right. Bye-bye now. It's 7:58. Thank you, David Mack, for joining us today. Do appreciate it. Gave up your time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Look at you. You look really excited. All right, coming up next, we've got some more of your Civic Media Radio at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station, of course. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. I'll catch you Monday morning. I'm Don Rosen, 6 a.m. right here, WRJN, 1400 a.m., 99 and 98.1 FM.
Home of the Don Rosen Morning Show, weekdays 6 till 8. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Friday on Matt Nair on Air, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer at 10:33. In the 11 o'clock hour, all thanks entertainment with Nightlight's Pete Schwabba. Don't miss it.
After the loss of a loved one, You or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help, serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.